You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
On behalf of DreamWorks Animation and their series, Gabby's Dollhouse, the number one kid show streaming now on Netflix, and Wicked Good Cupcakes, we're teaming up to celebrate Mother's Day with the perfect gift for mom. So caller 5 at 713-780-3... caller 5 right now to 713-780-3776 was a 4-pack of cupcake jars themed to the show. And what that means is it's cupcakes in a jar. So, you know, instead of taking out a cupcake out of a wrapper, it's in a little mason jar. Maybe eat it with a spoon if you so choose. And they're themed to the show as a special treat for your Mother's Day weekend. Visit wickedgoodcupcakes.com to order a specialty Gabby's Dollhouse themed Mother's Day gift pack, which includes your choice of jar flavors, along with a pack of Gabby's Dollhouse character cards and stick-on earrings. Gabby's Dollhouse is now streaming on Netflix. But for you, caller 5 right now wins a 4-pack of cupcake jars. Have you ever had
I want that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm on the website right now.
Was it chocolate on top of chocolate?
You can get chocolate on top of chocolate. Anything a cupcake can be made into or flavors, you can get it. It's just in a jar.
Yeah, so that's what our girl Rebecca Masson from Bluff Bake Bar, she's been making those for years. They're called, what does she call them? Well, they're just jar. It's the same thing.
Cupcakes in a jar.
Yeah, it's like the pizza in a cup people.
Yeah.
Remember them?
But yeah, but they got beat up by the other pizza in a cup.
I wish I would redo that movie. Yeah. I always wonder about which movies could hold up. I don't know if the jerk, I was born a poor black child.
Yeah.
Naven Johnson. Yeah, and he's with the family.
That could hold up. I don't think it was that offensive.
No, it wasn't offensive. It was just strange at the time.
And Peters holds up back then, from back then.
Yeah, she's good. Yeah. So I saw a really good show
on
Netflix.
Remember when he licked her face?
Yeah, not everybody. That was one person in that movie, but yeah.
Right. I don't think you could do that today because you can't lick anybody.
No, you can't do things so people don't ask for it.
Well, that's not it. There's asked for it, but...
Yeah, but that's...
But
can you imagine?
In these COVID times, you can't lick people's faces.
Oh, that one, yeah. Or also people could say it's problematic how he's asserting his male dominance over her or something like that.
He didn't allow her to agency over her own self?
Yeah.
Well, no. She wanted his advances, didn't really want.
Did
a lick
she sign?
Face.
Yeah, she didn't
did
want
she
a lick
sign
face.
Anything?
It's different.
No. Yeah.
I saw a movie you guys should check out. It won the Oscar. It's a documentary called My Octopus Teacher. It's Netflix. It's a movie. You don't have to go through it. It's like an hour and a half long. It's easy to get through. It's not a series where you have to watch 8 episodes. And it's just one guy who dives down and. And I don't want to say anything more about it.
No, I saw
it's
the
good,
preview
though.
For it. Is
yeah,
it?
It's really good. It's really good. I'm going to have all my kids watch it, but it is really an interesting, easy watch.
Were you one of the dads, John, where your kids had to watch things you liked? Like, we're going to sit down and watch this together.
No, we didn't watch anything educational ever.
My kids always say that. You know, I'm going to make them watch A Social Dilemma.
Everybody had their own TV.
Yeah, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, that's the way it should be. So
separate.
I don't have to watch what you want to watch.
Well,
ever.
No. Nobody ever watches what everyone. But I'm going to make them watch as a family. I'm trying to get us together as a family.
And watch TV?
Yeah, we watch a show together. We'll watch this show, and I want them to watch
Social
Dilemma. And
then we'll discuss it afterwards?
I made the kids watch some Yankees Astros.
Book report? Are you going to make them do a book report?
Then they can do a book report on Octopi.
No, they can watch it. It's pretty... I can tell you what, I learned a lot about it. I didn't know. Yeah.
You're going to watch it again then with the family.
Yeah,
or will
it's good.
You be, then you'll start it, make them watch it, get up and leave?
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I finished it last night, and so I was going to watch it with them, but I finished it. So
you finished an hour and a half movie? Huh?
Yeah. And now I'm on to this.
Neat stuff. Is that it, John?
Neat stuff.
Yeah. Now I'm on to this art, this New York. This New York, I missed all of these stories when they happened. Nodler's, which is an old school art gallery that made it through the Civil War, both World Wars. Like, it's New York's oldest art gallery. It eventually, I guess, closed down at one point because they sold over $80 million worth of fake Rothkos and Jackson Pollocks. And they had been duped. I'm only about 30 minutes into this one. They had been duped. This particular art dealer who was there running it, she had been duped by somebody who was making counterfeits. And but they're counterfeits of unreleased. Like they just said, oh no, this is something Jackson Pollock sold years ago when he was a starving artist. And people who are supposed to like, yep, that's that looks like a Pollock. That's a Pollock. And they're selling these for millions and millions of dollars. And they're up in some of the bet in the Louvre. They're up in some of the very best places in the world, and they were total.
Wow.
And they were total fake. So I'm in the middle of watching that right now.
All right. We've teased it. Well, you're going to regret your thoughts on the Texans.
Okay, tell me
selection.
Why.
All right. Pete Thamel and Yahoo Sports have done their second Yahoo Sports all underrated NFL draft team. Yahoo Sports reached out to approximately 100 college coaches and assistants from all 10 of the FBS conferences. We asked them to give a name or two they couldn't believe dipped in the draft, considering how that player performed against them during his career. The only thing you couldn't do was pick up your own one of your own players. Number one on the list, quarterback, Davis Mills, Stanford, third round.
Because of how he performed against them?
I think he's a steal. His game fits the NFL really well. With the offense they run, he really gets through his progressions. He's decisive and has above-average ability to anticipate and hit windows. His game can translate quickly to a pocket passer.
Case closed. Read again. What is their criteria here? They couldn't believe a player dipped, but he fell.
Yeah.
So he fell inside the first 70 picks, and last year he had 7 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. Man, I am just curious why he would have, I mean, with the way he busted our ass with his 7 total touchdowns all year long and his 18 touchdowns in 11 games, man, and 8 interceptions, how in the world did he dip?
Well,
did he
let's
fall
not forget,
all the way to the
this
early
is a
third
lot
round?
Like Wyoming. Don't
this
forget
is
it's
a
Stanford.
Nonsense. Close that,
you're throwing to a lot of white
tab.
Guys.
Close okay. that tab.
Puts in a felt.
Close what? That tab.
This is not like Wyoming.
It's like Wyoming, you're throwing like to a lot of white guys. No. So
well, Simi Fehoko.
Okay.
Simi Fehoko is one of his receivers.
By the way, he's in this too.
Good, he should be, because obviously they only talk to Pac-12 guys.
Another guy on this list, tight end, Brevin Jordan, Miami, 5th round.
What
I love the way
him?
He moves for a tight end. He's way more talented than a 5th rounder. The way he can flex out and play receiver complements the way that the game is going. He reminds me of Evan Engram and could be a strong red zone weapon.
Okay, so who did they claim that they talked to?
They talked to coaches and assistant coaches from every team.
You sure?
Yeah.
Because let me tell you what doesn't seem like is accurate. That they thought that Davis Mills fell when he was clearly drafted. For a quarterback who has 11 total starts, 18 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, that seems like a pretty respectful draft. Brevin Jordan, you can flex him out of as a receiver. I love the way he moves. He's Evan Engram. There is not a real coach who would say that. Ask Dell. Dell watched him every game. Dell, do you get an Evan Engram vibe off of Brevin Jordan?
Does Evan Engram not play?
What do you mean?
You do know Brevin Jordan misses time.
Yeah, so.
A lot of time.
He just sits out.
Well, when he's on the field,
he's a fantasy football owner of Evan Engram.
Well, in college, at least. Did Evan Engram play all the time in college?
No, I don't think so. I think he actually played football.
We went through the Brevin Jordan thing. He's not going to just simply beat guys on with his route running. I mean, he was schemed open a bit. After the catch.
Are you a coach in college football?
I probably watch him play more than that coach.
Okay. Are you a coach?
I probably watch him play more than that coach. That's all I'm going to say. What I will say is give him the ball in space, and he's a guy who can make guys miss stuff like that. But he did a lot of his work on bubble screens.
Yeah, that's a
ridiculous.
The guys
are wide open. He's wide open because of the scheme.
Thamel really got some bad info so far.
This is
Davis Mills just fell. Plummeted to pick 64 or whatever.
Simi Fehoko is on this. Kylin Hill is on this.
Kylin Hill quit twice.
Well, he would have been a third rounder if he came out the year before.
Maybe.
He might have been.
Fourth rounder, probably.
Maybe. But he would
But he would have got slandered by Mike Leach, so I don't even know if he would have gone fourth.
Could well be. Who else? Defensively, Milton Williams is on this list.
That he fell?
Yeah, he fell. He
what are
said
they
he's
about?
Twitchy with good pass rush. He wouldn't be.
This
he should
the,
be a higher pick. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah.
Well, he fell.
He had a heart issue.
Yeah.
Well, that's an actual fall.
Been that late.
This is a really bad article.
This is a tremendous article.
Why? Because it mentions two Texans?
Joshua Bledsoe. This is all the guys. Okay. And so, these are coaches. Maybe they know something you two don't.
Sure they are.
Okay. Davis, they know something about Davis
Mills.
Sure
they are.
Maybe.
Sure they're coaches.
Oh, maybe if Davis Mills shows up this year and
hello,
is actually
kids,
good.
It's me, a coach. Let me give you some quotes here about these guys who slipped in the draft. You mean Evan Ingram like Brevin Jordan?
Yeah.
We'll see how fast Brevin turns into Evan Ingram. How did Davis Mills fall so far? He just plummeted in this draft to a pick 67.
Does that coach know that Evan Ingram was like a 4.4 guy?
No, apparently not.
Well,
and Brevin Jordan's a 4.7 guy?
Are you a coach?
Does he know that? That guy's not a coach either. That's just a made-up thing, it sounds like.
No, Brevin, it was a coach that
he
said
he is
it.
The next Brevin Jordan is next Evan Ingram. He is? He is?
Sure
4.7?
You don't know.
Can't get open. What?
He ran a mid-4
watch
sixes
him.
Unofficially.
Kylan
I mean,
Hill.
Pro
Do Evan you Ingram. Know anything about Kylan Hill?
Kylan Hill. Ricky loves Kylan Hill. He's a Mississippi State fan.
Well, that's surprising.
I know. I've watched 2 years of Kylan. Well, I'm sorry. 1 year and 3 games
yeah,
of him before he quit.
That's not exactly Evan Ingram what Ricky ran said about him.
Yeah, because he quit on Mississippi State.
He said he's a bleeping quitter.
He is a bleeping quitter.
Evan Ingram ran a 40 time that was faster than all but 4 wide receivers at the combine.
Yeah.
Evan Ingram.
He's same as Brevin Jordan.
He moves the same. Brevin moves the same as Evan. I know because I'm a coach. I saw him. Like, are you familiar with Evan Ingram's work at all, sir?
Yeah. Yeah. He coached.
I mean, that's
he probably
all,
coached
hey, listen,
Evan Ingram.
Pete Thamel right now, you know what he gave the Texans? A+.
A+. That's right.
A+.
Did anybody
they
do better?
Stole.
Guys
the that, only way that, they could have stole better is Kylan Hill.
Yeah.
If they would have grabbed him and Simi Fehoko and Josh Bledsoe.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you see what a great job the Texans did? Maybe you can appreciate instead
are
of
you
gonna always
no,
criticize
I,
well,
no, I know.
The premise was he would apologize. After hearing this information, did he sound like he's apologizing?
It sounds like he's apologizing right now.
I don't feel like I'm apologizing.
It sounds like you are.
You know,
okay, you just admitted he is Evan Ingram.
You know, Lance, that article dunked all over your opinion. And you know the only thing that dunks harder? A little white kid on a hoop goal.
Pro dunk hoops. How about that?
I would dab on you if I was a nerd like you. I'd dab.
How about the kids? How about the kids dunking with the pro dunk hoops because you can lower the goal? Dad, your kids are short. White can't jump. Okay, so pretty much you need to lower
you can
the.
Be
that's
short
the movie.
Black and can't jump. You can be short Hispanic and can't jump.
No,
you can be short Asian. And
I don't
can't
know if
jump.
You heard John's movie is white kids can't jump.
Is it? I know. John is like, listen, if you're not white, don't buy this product.
No, you can't.
Not for you.
I didn't say that.
Then start.
I did not
speaking
say
to
that.
Everybody.
I never said anything.
Can
like
Hispanic
that.
Kids but get this?
Yes, Hispanic kids can
what
get this.
What about black kids?
Yes, they
what
will love
they,
it.
What if they can dunk?
But
can they still get it?
Yes,
what if
absolutely.
They can't dunk?
But listen, the kids that can't dunk, well, they should get it because it's the best goal in the market. But the kids that can't, they really, really need it. Okay. They need to lower the goal. This is what it does every single day. You lower the goal and the kids can actually enjoy it. And when you go to the website and you see the pics, all the pictures on there are of kids dunking. Kids that can't normally dunk, but they can now because you can lower the goal. And we'll go look. Go see for yourself what they look like.
Well, yeah, what do those kids look like?
Go see what they look like. They're kids. They're all kids. They're great kids, and they're dunking. And you know what? They're having fun, Dad. So if you're looking for the best way for your kids to actually have fun playing basketball, get the best goal in the history of the world. ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Well, here's a duh, no kidding, Chris Rowling of Bleacher Report did an article.
About Davis Mills' ability to torment everyone?
No, what a great pick it was. No, he didn't do one. NFL teams headed in the wrong direction in 2021. Guess who the first team is?
Easy, Texans.
Houston Texans.
Yeah, it's accurate.
Yeah, I mean, thanks Bill O'Brien for leaving us. He's got 2 of 4 is Philadelphia.
That could be true.
What, Philly?
That could be accurate, yeah. I mean, you didn't have a whole lot. I like their draft, but Jalen Hurts hasn't proved anything yet. He's got 2 games. One was good. One was bad. I don't know. I don't know what Philadelphia. You got dysfunction in their front office. It's not good. I was reading up more on that. It appears as though Philadelphia's got some problems.
Yeah.
That Howie Roseman went off the board with what the scouting department had last year when he drafted Jalen Reagor. I was reading that was somebody who leaked that out there. They wanted Justin Jefferson, and Howie kind of
didn't they have
everybody.
An issue in the war room this year?
Yeah, Tom Donahoe.
Yeah,
wanted Aleem McNeil. They moved from 70 to 73, and McNeil got drafted inside of that spot. And so they drafted Milton Williams. And the defensive coordinator is cheering in the background, and Tom Donahoe is so pissed.
Detroit Lions.
Headed in the wrong direction?
Yeah.
Well, they've been in the wrong
direction.
They're
always in the wrong
direction. Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, so are the Houston Texans. They've been heading in the wrong direction.
Detroit had a good draft. They got a brand new GM.
They got a new coach.
They got a new quarterback. Jared Goff is the truth. We know that. He went to a Super Bowl.
Downgraded drastically from Stafford to Goff.
What was your favorite Matt Stafford Super Bowl performance?
Well, no. There
yeah, that's right. Jared Goff is a Super Bowl player.
What was your favorite
player?
Well, Jared Stafford threw.
He had a completion.
Stafford was 26-10 last year.
Great. What was Jared Goff? 36-10?
No.
Now went to a Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I don't think he was 36-10. No. Also, Kenny Galladay is gone.
Yeah.
And Marvin Jones. So maybe, I don't know. But going in the wrong direction. Well, they're headed in the wrong direction continually.
No, they're bad. Yeah, they're continually. The 7th pick of the draft.
It's not like they did a U-turn at all.
So that doesn't really fit here. Steelers fit. Yeah,
The Pittsburgh Steelers, they feel like are headed in the wrong direction. I think they've got to upgrade the quarterback position, don't they?
But I could see the Steelers potentially going the wrong direction. You lost Bud Dupree. You lost, of course, he was out for a chunk of last year also.
But they
were, Roethlisberger
listen,
doesn't look the
that's
same.
That's when it turned, though, on him, when Bud Dupree went down.
It did.
Yep.
It did. I would say truly headed in the wrong direction, possibly Cowboys? It's hard to say. I mean, I could see the Cowboys winning that division. So to say you're heading the wrong direction means, I would say maybe the Broncos could. I know they're 9th now in the draft, but this might, maybe they're saying this could maybe be who they
are.
Well,
just because you're not turning, you can continually head in the wrong direction.
Oh, Saints. Saints are one. Are the Saints in there?
Saints are not in there. It's just these four.
Oh, it should be Saints, Eagles, Texans.
Well, you mean
Steelers.
Teams that have lost their quarterbacks or
well, typically that's how you take the biggest
but,
dumps.
But what about the rosters? The Saints roster is still pretty good.
Yeah, but do you expect them to be an 11-win team, a consistent 11-win team? No way. Who's going this way? Your roster can be good, but if you don't have a quarterback, it goes down. Do you trust Jameis at all?
No.
The Taysom-Jameis combo, do you trust them
no.
to get double digit
wins? But they're a quarterback away. But the thing is, though, like the Texans roster is just garbage. The Texans roster is one of the worst, if not the worst in the league.
It's the worst in the league.
And
but,
so are the Lions. Their roster is still bad.
But it's better than the Texans. But they're not headed. I would argue that there's a chance.
You know who might still be headed in the wrong direction? The Jets. Who knows what Zach Wilson's going to do?
Can't get lower than that.
No, well, but no. But everybody's like, well, they're headed in the right direction. Now they got Zach Wilson.
It's impossible not to head in the right direction.
No, it's not. They could continue to fall. You could still continue to be bad.
You could get one win?
No, that's not it. They're still headed in the wrong direction and they're not any good.
Do you really believe that when they added another offensive lineman, they added a different quarterback, they added a running back,
Did they add a better quarterback?
Are you sure he's better?
We'll see. I said another quarterback.
Right. Is he going to be any better?
I don't know that he'll play worse than Sam Darnold, cuz I think that his the tools around him are better than what Sam had during the time frame. He now has
and the
three
coach is better, right?
Well, he now yes, Robert Saleh's a much better coach. He now has three wide receivers next.
Well, let me ask you this: if Zach Wilson had played the same schedule he played in 2019, what would he be?
Well, I'm not. You're talking the wrong guy. I'm not a Zach Wilson truth.
Like if he didn't get to play the Texas States of the world and everybody in Troy, if he actually played a normal BYU schedule, the one he played throughout his career until last year, what are we talking about here?
Yeah.
As him as a player. So to your John's point, I mean, sure, you hired Robert Saleh. How could you be more incompetent than Adam Gase? So you expect them to be at least competent.
Well, then that is headed in the right direction because they got rid of the worst coach in football.
Well, headed
in it is. Well, they are headed in the right direction.
This is semantics because if they're still bad, but they're better than the Adam Gase Jets, that's the right direction.
They're still bad.
Yeah. They got Elijah Moore, Denzel Mims, and then who's their other wide receiver? When you look at – and they added somebody in free agency. Corey Davis?
Yes.
Yeah, Corey Davis. That doesn't look better than what it was last year.
Yeah.
Michael Carter at running back, Elijah Vera Tucker at guard to go with Mekhi Becton. If healthy, he'll be playing
a full
season.
Well, didn't
they
start last year with Le'Veon Bell, and he just left because Adam Gase drove him away?
Yeah, and he was non-factor because the offensive line wasn't good enough. But they've made some changes. Like, I'm just telling you, their roster's getting much better. They have a much better head coach. It'd be shocking for them not – they're the worst team. I mean, they were worse than Jacksonville almost the whole year until the very end. Jacksonville, I would argue, is heading in the right direction. But that's so easy when your bar set so low. Only the Texans could still be headed in the wrong direction where they were the third worst team in football. That's actually accurate. The Texans with four wins are headed in a worse direction. With four wins and the third worst team in football, they're still headed in the wrong direction. That's hard to do.
Yeah.
But it feels.
But they're trying to do this. They're trying to be bad, right?
No.
I don't feel like
they don't. No.
Look who they signed. They're not trying to be good this year. They want to be bad.
No.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Why would you sign
if you're
signing?
If you're a GM and a coach, you're not trying to. No. In an organization, you're not trying to be bad.
Did the Dolphins try to be bad in 19? Yes.
To who?
Did the Dolphins try to be bad in 19?
All their best players.
Yes, the Texans didn't do that. They wanted to be bad.
Did the Texans trade away their best players?
Yes, you can try. You could want to be bad.
Did the Texans trade away their best players over the last 2 years?
Yes.
Well, that was Bill O'Brien. No, you got rid of him. He did it because he's a dumbass.
He did it out of spite.
He did it out of dumbassery. That's how he did it.
That's different, Dale.
Yeah.
Not, I don't think the Texans want to be good this year.
The team on the move, or I think the Chargers are a team on the move. The Bengals are a team on the move. And I feel like the Panthers might be.
Did you see he said what he said? He said, you didn't draft Justin Fields or Mac Jones? I like Sam better.
You know why else? Because Deshaun is going to be our quarterback in the future. That's what he didn't say that he could have said.
Yeah, I might have said that.
He
might have meant that, too.
Oh, by the way, because we picked up a fifth-year option, and we're going to owe him over $20 million next year. That's why.
Yeah, we got to be able to pay Deshaun.
So we got to see what he does, and if Sam plays well, they could move Sam Darnold on that fifth-year option, and then they can trade for Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may think they have something in Sam Darnold. We'll see.
Favorite. Broncos or Panthers to get Deshaun?
Broncos.
Broncos?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, just because they can get out of Drew Lock.
Well, the Panthers can get out of Sam Darnold.
They picked up the option, so that's guaranteed. So they'd have to trade it. I just think Denver, because I know Deshaun wants to go to Denver. I don't know if he wants to go to Carolina.
Is Denver focused on trying to pry Aaron Rodgers out of Green Bay? Deshaun?
Who would you go with first? I'd go with Aaron Rodgers over Deshaun.
Yeah, you don't have massage gate.
I don't know. Deshaun's a lot younger. I'd go with Deshaun. In fact, given the choice of the two, I'd take Deshaun.
But there's a separate set of problems that come with that.
No, right. But you know what?
We're assuming
those problems are behind him. It's not going to be this year.
Well, he won't.
He's going to sit out this year.
Okay, so you're going to get a Deshaun who's missed a whole year of football.
Yeah.
Which has got to be in consideration, number one. And then number two, there's a lot of face the franchise issues with Rodgers. You know, he's a great quarterback, an accomplished quarterback. It's not going to be the same issues. I don't know. John Elway might opt for a guy like, although he's not in the decision
maker. I got 5 years of Deshaun. I know. I don't think I have 5 years of Aaron. And that's just That's what I've got him under contract for. Deshaun's going to be around for another 12 years
playing
football.
How long does Aaron Rodgers want to play football?
Yeah. Because and would he rather be the Jeopardy host?
Well, that's something you have to ask him, because we have an example of a guy who wants to play until he's like 45 and just won a Super Bowl at 43. Right. So
I'm not hearing really that out of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, not in Green Bay, he doesn't.
Because he's in Green Bay, but what's he shown you that makes you think that he doesn't want to?
You know, talking about retiring.
Because he's trying to get out of Green Bay.
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe he wants to go. Maybe he wants to go host Jeopardy. I don't know.
If he would, I don't think he'd be. I think he'd just retire. That's the way to stick them after the draft. Well,
that's still on the table.
If he can't get out of there, he might retire.
But his retirement is based upon not being able to get traded out of there. I think he still wants to play football.
We'll see.
Will he want to for 3 years? Yeah, I think Aaron Rodgers will play football for 3 years.
And if he's still playing at the level he played at last year, why would he say, nah, I'm the MVP. I'm done here.
Yeah, but guys, the age difference is...
Understood.
I mean, I would much rather have Deshaun.
But Deshaun is still not... Deshaun's still...
No. I'm talking about after all the crap.
No, but after all the crap, he's still not Aaron Rodgers. Let's not romanticize Deshaun to the point of calling him Aaron Rodgers. We can go down every game and see if you can remember how Deshaun played. And Aaron Rodgers didn't have a ton of weapons. He has Davante Adams, but Davante was also out for part of the year. He's made Marquez Valdes-Scantling a viable wide receiver. He made Alan Lazard, one of the slowest wide receivers to come out of the draft, a viable wide receiver. We're talking about late round and undrafted guys.
Yeah.
No. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is an all-time great.
Right.
You can't say that about Deshaun right now.
No, but I would rather have the years of Deshaun than limited time of Aaron Rodgers.
No question. If you had 8 years of Deshaun versus 3 years of Rodgers.
I don't think it's crazy.
But who gives you the best chance to win at the highest level?
Aaron Rodgers. Say that. I said I would rather have Deshaun long-term than Aaron Rodgers.
But what would Denver covet?
I would rather have the long term.
You're not paying three first rounders for a guy who's 38 years old.
Because the San Francisco 49ers just paid three first rounders for Trey Lance.
He's not 38 years old. My question was, who's paying for a 38 year old who's going to pay three first rounders?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the going price is going to be. I have no idea.
I don't either, but I highly doubt it. When you know that he's going to have, in your opinion, 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And he could just go to Jeopardy? Why would you give three first rounds?
That's a dangerous
one. Aaron Rodgers will be 38 at the end of the season. So let's say he plays he'll be playing through most of the year at 37. He'll turn 38 December 2nd. So you have a 37-year-old quarterback on the market. Let's say you believe Aaron Rodgers wants to play 5 more years. And you're going to get you may not get MVP Aaron Rodgers for 5 years, but you'll get Tom Brady for the next 5 years. This version of Tom Brady, but a more athletic version. How much is that worth?
It's worth a lot. It's worth a bunch. But
you've actually added Fuller and Sertan to your secondary. So your secondary is a lot better. Like, Denver believes they can compete for a division. They added Javonte Williams, who's got a chance to be rookie of the year at running back. Quinn Miners, starting guard. They think they have a chance to compete right now in their division. I'm not sure.
If you're just asking for the short term, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, definitely. No question. But if I want a long-term answer, I would rather have Deshaun.
Would you rather give up a first and a second?
I don't know what – again, I don't know what they're going to
do. Well, let me just ask you this. Would you rather give up a first and 2 seconds for Aaron Rodgers or three firsts and a third for Deshaun Watson?
Yeah, obviously. I mean, I'd much rather give up less.
This is a topic. They're actually speculating about what it would cost
right now for
Denver to give up to get Aaron Rodgers.
And what do they say?
They're saying Rodgers and Stokes, their recent draft pick, go to Denver for Sertan, Drew Lock, players, and two first round picks. So they're suggesting three first round picks.
But then you'd have to get these guys signed. Sertan. First of all, you got to get these guys signed.
It's complicated.
You got to get these guys signed because of their salary cap slotting. And then when you trade, you're going to immediately, both teams have to take cap hits.
All right, 831 ESPN 97.5. We can continue it on the other side. Right now, though, I'm talking about my hair, and it is really, really gorgeous today, I'm telling you. I'm supposed to be humble about what Doc Linville did? Okay, no. I'm gonna shout it to the rooftops. Doc Linville is unbelievable. Gave me hair back. I don't have to walk around and feel like, oh man, I don't have any hair. I'm bald. I feel bad about myself. I'm a horrible person. No, I don't have to feel that way. You know why? Because of Doc Linville. Doc Linville has made so many lives so much better because of the neo-grafting. The process is simple. It's wonderful. You'll love it. You will feel great about what that you'll love the response that your head gives you. You will love the response from people about your hair. You will love everything about it. If you are follically challenged, go to 975hair.com. Talk to the doc. I'm telling you, people are doing it. It's unbelievable how many of you responded. Keep it going. 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 834 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Chris has been waiting. He wants to talk on the radio. Hey, Chris.
Hey. So I know you all asked Dale about his opinion as far as Brevin Jordan, but you got to take Dale's opinion with a little bit of grain of salt. It depends on which pendulum that he is on as far as the Miami Hurricane bandwagon. There are some fans who have high expectations of Brevin Jordan because he is a Miami Hurricane, so all Hurricanes that come out of Miami are supposed to be, you know, great, especially from the tight end position. But when I look at Brevin Jordan, I agree with him on some aspects of it, but I think he's not telling the complete picture of it all. Brevin Jordan, outside of Derrick King, was like the only offensive weapon that Miami had that was like respectable. We had wide receivers and things, but they couldn't catch a cold standing butt naked in a water or whatever. But he was the only respectable offensive weapon. He will get a lot of yak, but from my opinion, he's not Evan Engram. I think he's more so of like Jonnu Smith. He is somebody that you would have to scheme open, but he will get you a ton of yak. So there is a place for him in the NFL for people who can scheme open, you know, seam routes, things like that. But that's my opinion of it. I don't think that Dale should be as hard on him as he is.
Fair point.
Without telling the complete story. Yeah.
But tell the story, Dale. All he did was say what I said, except he tell added the fact that D. Wiggins and Mark Pope stink, the receivers. I didn't say Brevin Jordan did.
But you were a little hard. You didn't tell the full story.
What, the story that he can't get open by himself? He needs to be scheme open?
He just
open?
Said that. That's he what
he just said
too.
That. I
yeah,
know.
But you said no, what, you made it sound worse.
What else did
he
I
said
say?
He, can't get
he
open.
Just said there's
that's
a place
what
in the league for guys
no,
who can't
know,
get open.
No, but I know. But he said it nicer.
Yeah, I didn't say he can.
In a way, he said there's a place in the league for guys
what
who can't
said,
get open.
What he said, he goes, well,
in a way there is
only him and De'Aaron King, and then because the receivers stink. I'm talking about Brevin Jordan as the player and what he does.
Well,
and he just said what
all,
I said.
Listen, it was Brevin Jordan Island, so there was just that's all they had. That's all they had to focus on. They mm-hmm. didn't even have to cover your receivers. That's how bad they were.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's not even how bad they were. That's not how defenses work.
That is kind of.
No, it's not how they don't just
kinda
leave is. Guys open because they can't catch. Because just in case they might catch it. He said what I said.
No.
Well, but in a way.
No,
but
in
he
a
also said
in a
this guy can
way.
Get. There's a play. He said he can be pretty good if you get him schemed open.
What? Yep. And did I say he should be schemed open?
But he also said he could get yak.
Did I say he's pretty good with the ball
but
in his hands?
Did you mention
yeah, but he also
the
mentioned,
wide receivers that couldn't catch?
What does that have to do
no.
with his abilities?
See?
Yeah.
No, but
you only told us part
sorry.
Of the story.
Get the
sorry,
F out of here.
You did, in a way, you kind of hid part
see,
of the story.
See, this isn't
from
even
us.
A story. Forget about what he did, because I was right. He agreed with me. Thank
Chris
you. I appreciate it. I appreciate
Chris,
what you said.
You're a nice guy.
Thank you, Chris, for agreeing completely with me. For agreeing completely with me. But that's not even the story, John. The
can't,
story
can't
is
even trust Dell.
Once again, the story is why? Who are you, Archie? Man, no, Archie didn't believe women who were black guys could be trusted. Apparently, if you missed that story, our intern Will, who's now the host of the golf show, when you don't want to do it because you're lazy, called him Brethren Jordan.
He is yeah. Brethren.
He spelled it Brethren
he's
Jordan.
He's Brother Jordan.
No, it's Brevin.
No, it's Brethren.
And I assume, because our listeners do this, that the listener said, hey, I want to talk about Brethren Jordan. We'll just call him that. We'll call him Brethren Jordan.
Yeah. No, that's his new name, Brethren Jordan. He's from Philadelphia.
No, he's not. He's from Vegas. Does he fit in with Texans culture if he's brethren, Jordan?
Yes. He's perfect for the Texans. That's why they drafted him. Should have drafted him and moved up to the first.
With what?
Well,
how are they going to move up there?
That would have been
for a tight end?
For a tight end.
Huh.
For Brethren Jordan.
Okay.
He's perfect for
it. I hope Brethren Jordan has a great 4 years and then realizes, I don't want to play here no more. I'm out.
Well, that's why we got to get a fifth year out of him. That's why we should have drafted him in the first.
You're right. See, it all comes together now.
I'm looking at this umpire auditor. I got to follow umpire auditor. Umpire auditor had the Yankees tonight. Tough night for umpire Jose Navas in the Yankees-Astros game. He missed 21 calls. Did you see how often he called strikes out of the box?
Yeah, it was bad. One time it was so bad that Todd Kallas goes, whoa, that was, whoa.
Whoa.
Tell you what, that's going to be a good day for, I think Blummer said, that's going to be a good day for Greinke if this is what they keep this up.
No.
It was early. It was like third inning.
Under. He was low and it kept two strikes that were below the knees, that were below the box, and was like, oh my goodness. But then he rang up Kyle Tucker, which, and he says the pitch was 3.47 inches outside the plate. That's a long way now.
That's a long way.
That's a long way outside the plate. So I'm following. Umpire auditor is who he is. I got to follow that guy. I got to keep tabs on Angel Hernandez, see what he's doing, because he'll be on there every time he's behind home plate.
Miserable thing to do.
Yeah.
Watch how bad he is.
Watch how bad Angel Hernandez is. 713-780-3776. If you would like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, the big story was the Astros last night. Man, Yuli, get off the base. If it's a one-run game, that's a whole different deal. Now, Stanton was coming up, and the bases still would have been loaded with Stanton coming up to the plate. But you know what? Who knows what happens if it's just a one-run game as opposed to Stanton shooting one to the right side in a three-run game. But Bregman, a slow roller to third, throws it wide. Yuli's got to get off the base and get that ball. He didn't do it. Three runs score. Astros trail. And then Stanton comes up with the hit. And then it's over. It's over. You hate to blame Abreu Belak had his issues, but you hate to blame Abreu for that because that's a slow roller. That easily could have been the third.
It was a good pitch.
It was a good pitch. So that's tough. It's just this bullpen has had some issues. But you got another one tonight. You got Luis Garcia going tonight, and then tomorrow's a good one. McCullers and Cole in a day game
in the battle of the hair.
Yeah,
it's the guy who used to have the hair and the guy who has the hair now. One guy just rips off nasty curveballs, and another guy has to cheat to get curveballs. But he's doing it the right way because he's protecting people's health by putting a lot of foreign substances on the baseball.
Right,
the Yankee way, safety.
Yeah,
safety first. So yeah. Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a battle of good versus evil.
Who's evil?
Oh, Garrett Cole. Garrett Cole's 100% evil.
Well,
Lance, okay.
was good, and now he's evil. He did a twist,
a
flip. You know, where the good guy turns evil.
Oh, a heel turn?
Heel turn. That's Garrett Cole.
So here's the thing. One of those players, I want you to tell me what category. I'm just going to start saying some of these. Which one of those guys has the best drip? Del, would you like to answer that?
John, McCullers.
McCullers. Who saves dogs?
McCullers.
Who raises money to save dogs?
McCullers.
Who has the best charities to raise money to save dogs?
How much dog stuff are you going to lean on here?
Saving. There's a lot of layers.
Does Garrett Cole do anything?
Not that I know of.
I mean, what's the Garrett Cole charity?
Who once pushed a child down at his playground?
Who?
Garrett Cole.
How do you... Wait.
That's what I heard on the streets. That's one of the words on the streets. Is that Garrett Cole, he didn't mean to. He was pushing a kid on a swing set, and he pushed him too hard off of the swing set. Bang. Lance McCullers picked him up.
Wow.
Picked him up and gave him a dog.
Wow. Are you sure about this? I'm not sure that this is something that
so
you should
So you tell me who the good guy is and who the bad guy
is.
Who's dunked before? I can tell you that. Lance McCullers has dunked before.
I'm pretty sure Cole is a big guy. He can dunk.
Have you seen Have you seen him? I've actually seen a video.
What if he has a pro dunk hoop?
Yeah, Lance McCullers didn't have to lower the goal. I saw a video of Lance in a gym dunking. And also, raise your hand if you have an MMA podcast while your ERA is below two.
Should you be? Shouldn't we credit
walkout podcast with Lance McCullers and Carlos?
What are you the Garrett media Cole rep for them? Should how about the fact that Trevor Bauer doesn't like Garrett Cole? Shouldn't that be on the positive side for Garrett Cole?
That's a tough one.
The fact that he
it feels like a bonus. Yeah,
yeah. Shouldn't that be a plus?
Yeah, no, it hurts my argument.
Yeah,
when Trevor Bauer doesn't like you, why doesn't Trevor like him?
Who knows? Weren't they both at UCLA?
Trevor Bauer also, we've seen him dig around for gold in his glove and butt and hair and whatever.
What? NCAA is investigating. NCAA. Yeah. The MLB is investigating him.
Yeah. And now it's so funny to hear the Yankees get, it's this thing with the Randy LaVine. Whatever the thing is going to be open and the letter, it's not fair. It's just not fair. And the Dodgers, Dave Roberts. This is very troubling when Trevor Bauer's being singled out about him putting a bunch of yak all over the ball when people are trying to get saved from getting hit in the face. This is very troubling. Sounds like it just feels like they're singling him out. Now all of a sudden, they're trying to come say, now all of a sudden, they got to climb up the hair and get into the tower to come save Trevor Bauer from being, you know, from people looking at him putting stuff on baseballs to generate spin rate.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden it's a big problem.
Speaking of worried, you might be worried about one of your favorite players. And we'll tell you
me?
Why. Yes, you. On the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. But right now I want to talk about HRP. HRP.net. If you're worried about your payroll, if you're growing your company, you've gone from, I don't know, 5-6 employees, 10 employees, 15, now 25, and you're still doing your payroll, it's not economically sound. First of all, you don't want to worry about it. Secondly, you want it done perfectly, which is it happens every time for us. Third, you know what? You're spending man hours doing stuff that shouldn't be done. Fourth, if you already have a payroll company and you're not completely satisfied with them, well, then go with ours because we cannot be more satisfied. And if you feel like, wow, I don't know, I guess we're paying okay for the payroll, but man, our benefits packages, our 401k, our insurance packages, they're just not, that's expensive that what we're doing here. That's not the case with HRP because they give you options for the best benefits packages for your company because they're in the payroll business. They're in the HR business. That's what HRP does. That's what they're called. That's what they do every single day. HRP.net. You're not completely satisfied with yours? Come with ours. HRP.net 281-880-6525.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Honestly, does anybody have shorter breaks than us? No, honestly, we have the shortest breaks in the business. I think they load up like promos and stuff on the Blitz so that those guys can go to the bathroom or something.
Well, they are clearly not the type of workers we are.
No, they don't have the same kind of work ethic.
Yeah, and they need more time to find something to talk about. They're not the creative forces we are either.
No.
I mean, I appreciate them just trying, honestly. But, I mean, come on.
How are they really trying? Their three-hour show?
I mean, it depends on what they're talking about. Sometimes they're not trying.
A three-hour show? Really? They're trying hard?
Look, we all know the Blitz. Those 3 hours tell you there's a lack of effort. And maybe they shouldn't even be in the business, considering... Right. They don't work 4 hours.
Listen, if you don't want to work Labor Day.
That's an inside thing that no one really knows what we're talking about.
So last night the Astros lose it. 7-3 was your final. It was a bit of bad luck with the slow roller to third, barehanded, thrown away, 3-run score, game over. But if I told you, Lance, guess the Astro that is one for his last 25.
It is. It's not Uncle Mike's, not Bregman's, not Tuvi. Is it Yordan?
Nope.
No, it's not. Keep Yordan. Machete doesn't matter.
No.
Oh my God, it's not Correa.
Nope.
It's one for 25. I mean,
one for his last 25.
Well, now we're into just, I mean, could easily be Miles Straw.
It's a good player.
Who am I missing?
Play the sound.
It's not Yuli.
Play the sound.
Well, that last ball he hit a ton, you know, and you know, like you know, that was a rocket. So that's a positive. You got to find a positive, you know, out of every night. The main thing as a hitter, you got to quit counting, because if you keep counting, it seems to mount.
KT,
you know, they were extremely hard on you know, Altuve, you know, tonight. The fans were. That has nothing to do with it, but. You know, like he's exerting, you know, a lot of effort, you know, maybe too much effort.
So you weren't even listening, but he just said the name.
Yeah. When I heard I didn't hear him say the name.
Well, you were reading, you were on your phone.
I was listening to Chuck's name.
Was
it Tucker?
I feel like I'm the,
who
no.
Is it? Who is it?
No.
Why would he talk? Wait, it really is Tucker. It's one of 25?
One for his last 25. He has gone from the 27 games ago, from 340 to 247. Yeah.
That's a loss. Makes no wonder why Snacks is like, he's trash yesterday. I said, he's
not trash.
He's been hitting.
Well, he's hit into some bad luck. Out.
Well, you know what? It's because it's ranged over the 1-25. Does that range back before he was out?
No.
I guess he's come back since then.
No, he's...
That's all the games.
He's played every game, and he's really looked bad.
Well,
he's hitting. There's a lot of guys hitting into some bad luck, but he did. He roped one, and you're like, okay, maybe he's getting out of it. What? There was an article. Who was it? The woman that wrote the article about how he won't be able to throw to first base this year. Remember?
And hasn't even been an issue.
It's not even been. I mean, the Gold Glove second baseman is okay. He's okay.
So let me ask you this, John. This is now. We're now into 3 years of Jose Altuve having... Now, we're 25 at-bats in. It's not the longest in history. But this is something we're not used to seeing. This is now three straight years where if it goes on... granted, he's lost 100 points, but it's the beginning of the season. But if he ends up... If this turns into a prolonged thing, this is three straight years with prolonged slumps that cause him to really plummet his batting average. 1 year, he got it all the way back up over 300.
Yeah,
the next year, in a month. The next year, he didn't. Yeah, but we weren't used to seeing him ever hit like that ever anyway.
But you know
that
what?
Was the first time we saw that.
Yeah.
It was 18. Then in, no, it was 19. But he did get it back over very, very quickly. Then in 20, he was not the same guy. But he started hitting in the postseason. Now, he started off great and now plummeted. On a small sample size, which will cause that to happen. But if this lasts a while, this is not something we're used to seeing with Jose Altuve. We haven't been used to seeing that, but now this would be the third year in a row we've seen big drops in his productivity as a hitter. And it was something we didn't see literally building all the way up to that point. He had a long career. And we're talking about a guy who's getting 200 hits a year for, what, four straight years? I mean, that's strong, strong stuff.
Yeah, it is a little bothersome. He's gone. He was his peak OPS. Well, I mean, after the first week of the season, on the 10th of April, he was 918. His OPS right now is 628. On base, just 291. That's your leadoff guy too. He is pressing. He had to beg out of the top of the order last year. And Dusty said no. He's having prolonged slumps now in his career. You're still in Tuve, you trust. He's going to hit this year. He'll hit over 300. He'll get back up over 300 at some point this year. I don't know that he'll hit 300 for the year, but he'll be back up over 300 because he is streaky too. But it is a bit concerning. Now, there were some signs last night. That was good. There were some signs last night. You know what? And hit. How about Greinke's numbers home and road? Holy crap. He is so good on the road. He is so bad at home.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't. Well,
but you know he's
different.
That short
porch.
So.
That short porch in left messes with a lot of right-handers. And especially a soft tosser like Greinke.
Do you get the sense that he is someone... I mean, he hasn't been... Has he been killed by home runs, though, as an Astro?
At home, I don't know that.
We're going on year three now.
But he is getting hit hard at home, that's for sure. And then he gave up that three run. But he looked good. He looked good after that. I mean, I just...
He really did. He was tight with where he was...
Pawpaw, don't stop going after Greinke after four innings. Stop.
I mean, John, Zach
Let
Greinke.
Let him throw.
Of course, it's hard to say because Zach Greinke has always been a player who's given up a pretty good amount of home runs. But he gave up six home runs in 10 games. Well, he had 10 total games to the Astros. Those weren't all home games. I mean, he's played so – we think about this. We've had Zach Greinke now going on 3 years.
Yeah.
But when you think about it, he had 10 starts – in 19 after the trade. He had 12 last year in the regular season. He has 7 this year. Zach Greinke doesn't even have 30 starts yet as a Houston Astro, and this is now his third year. You had a COVID year, a trade shortened year.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, it's funny when you look at his total innings pitched. Zach Greinke is not even to 200 innings pitched as a Houston Astro. He's not even to 170.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's actually right at 170 innings. That's it.
Look at this. His home ERA, 6.89. His away ERA, 1.80.
Mm-hmm.
6.89.
Well, that was after getting dinged up.
And after getting dinged up by the Yankees last night. Let's get Jay in here. Jay's from Canada? Hey, Pepe Le Pew, mon ami. How are you,
You're
Jay?
Not allowed to say Pepe Le Pew anymore. Stop it.
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Yeah. You from Canada, Jay?
Yeah, I was watching the Yankees game and all the crowds booing yesterday. One thing I noticed, I don't know if this is a net broadcast thing, but I'm just watching again in the third inning when Greinke's pitching. He's got about his 74th pitch. If you can go back and listen, every time the Astros call the bullpen, you can hear the phone ringing. At one point, you can hear the conversation. You got the Yankees got the lines being tapped over there. What's going on with that?
I didn't hear that. Did you?
Yeah, go back and check. I think it happened again in the third inning also. I thought it was pretty odd. At one point you could hear Blummer announcing, and then after he'd stop talking, you could hear the Yankees announcers.
No, I didn't. On the AT&T Sportsnet?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that yesterday.
I did.
Yeah. Yeah. Go check it out. I'm looking at it right now again.
Okay. Acknowledge. Hold on. John's not going to stop. Will you acknowledge? Are you from actual Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What part?
I live like 1 minute from Comerica Park, across the river.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why are you doing your Wisconsin thing?
Yeah. What are you?
Well, yeah.
No. He's not from Wisconsin. How are you in Canada?
Hey, Jay. John's doing whatever he's doing, Jay, how are you? When did you become an Astro fan?
Been an Astros fan since 86, was it?
86, yeah.
Hold on a second. You've lived in Canada your whole life?
Lived in Canada my whole life. Turned on the TV and saw Mike Scott dominating in the NL.
Oh, cool.
CS, and that became my team.
Turn your mic off, John. Sit this one out. We got actual questions for him.
You can't help yourself, John.
The whole day.
Oh, yeah.
Just turn your mic off, and Dale and I want to have actual questions.
Why don't you mumble maple syrup at some point?
Yeah, just assume John's saying, hey, whole day, and then he's making fun of you. Now, you were never an Expos fan?
No.
Blue Jays fans, nothing from Canada. You didn't latch on to Canada.
Blue Jays are hard to be fans of, man. The uniforms are ugly. They're hard to
I was
fans.
I was an Expos.
He's Toronto because he was right across from.
Well, I know, but I mean, they are
saying I'd like Detroit.
Well, they're not crazy far apart. Toronto and Montreal. It's not like Vancouver.
No, but
he said if anything, he would have been a Tigers fan, but he's
Tigers
not even
fan,
that.
He's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even still, Astros.
Well, 84, they won. You didn't. Well,
86 Astros was a fun team, though. That was a fun team, and Scott was a dominant pitcher. So you've been a fan since 86?
Since 86. since 86.
So I met a guy when we went to Montreal 2 years ago during the summer. The chef at a restaurant recognized my name. He wasn't even there because he's a big Philadelphia. He's from Philadelphia. He's an Eagles fan. And his wife was working there, and she said, "Excuse me, are you the same guy that does draft stuff?" I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Oh, my husband is a big Eagles fan, and he saw your name on the reservations or whatever." So I actually said, "Well, give me his number. Let me call him and let me talk to him about the Eagles." So that guy texted me back. We've been back and forth during COVID, like, how's the restaurant doing? He said that you guys don't even have inside dining at all yet in Canada. You still are banned from any inside dining.
If I could send you a picture across the street of my house, I live across from a hockey arena. There's a skateboard park. It's a, you know, a public area. They got the skateboard park. They got, like, orange plastic fencing all around it. They don't let kids in. They cut everything shut down. We go walking our dogs in the dog park. I got a crazy boxer. He's got to be outside 6-7 hours a day or he destroys my house. You're not allowed to bring him into dog areas. You can walk him, but if you go into like a dog park, the police come.
And then he said, "What?" Yeah, he this guy's restaurant's doing okay because he does food and wine to go, and it's, but he just said, "Yeah, we still don't even have inside dining yet." We still can't even do that.
Nobody's dined in over a year and a half in this country.
Move to California.
Yeah. He can. He's locked out.
Move to California.
They can't go anywhere in Canada.
Let him out of the country?
Move to Portland.
No, it's the same.
Where it's less restrictive.
Yeah, barely.
I think we were down to 12 in my province, in Ontario. We were down to 12 cases a day in August. And then they started... They started opening up the schools and stuff again, and now we're at like 4,000 cases a day.
Well, maybe that's a problem.
No. Did you guys hear that there's a vaccine?
Yeah, they invented this vaccine.
I don't know if y'all heard up there.
Yeah, they're screwing around with it here. You're supposed to get your second shot, you know, this and that. So they're just giving it to one. They give the one, and then... nobody gets the second one.
Well, Canadians, stop doing your Canadian stuff.
Stop being Canadian. Can you all stop being Canadian for a minute?
Two Canadian.
Jay, before John insults you for the final time, how did you find these two clowns? When did you start listening to them?
Which two?
These two.
Well, this show.
You guys?
Yeah, those clowns, John and Lance.
I didn't even think about that.
Well, it's because... Anytime I turn on the radio around here, all I can hear about is like horrible Detroit teams, right? So I just went on the internet and looked you guys up.
Nice.
And you
landed, how long you been listening?
And you landed on John?
I've been listening for about a week now.
Awesome. So, welcome in, Canada. Yeah. We're huge in Ontario.
So this, guys, but thanks
guy is a 1 week fan, and John's like, there.
He's not
even
listeners.
Entrenched yet.
New listeners. I want to be the official show of Canada.
Do you have a meter? No.
You're not allowed to even say that on the
you
air.
Can't say that, John.
Babe, man, we appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
Keep on listening. We appreciate it. There's Jay from Canada.
Get your second shot, Jay.
Get your shot. See ya. Heater. It's 902 ESPN
97.5. Is that Fargo or Ontario? What are you doing?
I'm a lonely man, Marge.
Time to take a break.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.